Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 17, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Amanda Kraft from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman, Senator Giesel, Senator Tobin, my Vice Chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Welcome to the first Judiciary Committee meeting of 2024. What a new year. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 28, Workplace Violence Protective Order, sponsored by my office. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here is a proposed committee substitute to Senate Bill 28 before us. Here to describe the changes is my staff, Claire Lupke. Claire, if you could please come forward. Identify yourself for the record, and if you want to explain the changes from the version we last took up as our working document to the new committee substitute.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. For the record, my name is Claire Lupke, and I'm staff to Senator Klayman. Senate Bill 28 creates a new type of protective order, a workplace violence protective order. Today, I'll explain changes from version B to version U of the bill. Version U includes one minor change, which you can find on page 8, lines 2 through 5. The definition of employee is now written out in the statute, although the substance of that definition has not changed. The definition of employer was modified to include nonprofit organizations. The corrected definition ensures that any entity that employs one or more persons may apply for a workplace violence protective order. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions the committee may have.
I would also note that before we get, in addition, I'd want to share that our office did have some discussions with legislative legal. The question about whether shelters is included within the definition of workplace, and legislative advises that shelters is included in the definition of workplace. If there are no other questions, and I don't see any, could I have a motion to adopt the CS as our working documents? Yes, Mr. Chairman. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt the committee substitute to Senate Bill 28, version 33 LS0242U, as in Unalakleet, as our working document.
Any objections? Hearing none, the committee adopts the committee substitute to Senate Bill 28, version U. At this point, I'd like to open for public testimony to Senate Bill 28. If there's anyone here in the room that would like to provide public testimony, please come forward. Public testimony is open. You could come forward. I see one I know. Public testimony. Stanfield, Happy New Year. Welcome back to Senate Judiciary. If you want to identify yourself for the record and proceed with your comments.
Thank you. Brenda Stanfield, I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And want to say thank you for this being put forward. And I was the executive director of the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living for 25 years up in Fairbanks. And I was thinking, man, I wish I would have thought about this a few years ago, that this would have come in handy. For every person that a shelter, you know, our direct service providers for victim services for domestic violence and sexual assault, for every person you help, there's somebody you've angered. And sometimes this can be a very scary situation, and we never want to force someone who's been victimized to get a restraining order. That should be their choice. But sometimes we need to protect the agency, as the business as a whole. We oftentimes refer to them as agencies. And so this would allow an opportunity for that organization to get that restraining order, to keep that area safe without forcing a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault to have to go get a protective order and disclose where they're staying. Sometimes they're not even there, and this organization can be getting threats. This specifically came out of a concern from Emonic, where Emonic does not have a lot of law enforcement there. Sometimes it takes quite a while for troopers to get there. And if someone is just going to be trespassed, it's not that much of an issue to get someone out to their organization quickly. This would allow in those places where we need someone to respond and charge someone with a crime if they're threatening and going on the property, to be able to do more than just trespass them. So they could get this or this protective order for their workplace. They would be able to, this person would be served, and then if they did continue to come around like they've had problems with in the past, that would then be a crime, which right now it would only be trespassing, and that's not really looked at the same way as violating protective order. So I'm hoping Imanit can maybe log on today and talk to you. If not, they'll provide some written testimony, but this is one that we feel like would add a layer of protection to our domestic violence and sexual assault organizations throughout our state. So thank you for your time.
See any questions? Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to provide public testimony? Hearing and seeing no one, I don't have anyone online to provide public testimony, so I'm going to close public testimony on Senate Bill 28. I would note in the room I see Lisa Purinton from the Department of Public Safety, Nancy Mead from the court system. If there are any questions for either of them from members of the committee, I'll call them up, but if there's no questions, I'm not seeing any, then we're going to hold Senate Bill 28 for further review, and we're going to adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Friday, January 19th at 1:30 p.m. If you're considering offering an amendment to Senate Bill 28, Workplace Violence Protective Orders, please let our office know and submit them electronically by 5 p.m. on Monday, January 22nd. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:36 p.m.